It's July 16th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. It was the best of times for Apple and the worst of times. The tech company sold 3 million iPhone 4s in the first 3 weeks it was for sale, but the company also suffered bad PR when people reported problems with the antenna, losing calls when their hand covered a specific spot on the phone. It was called the death grip, and respected magazine Consumer Reports withdrew its buy recommendation for the iPhone 4 after extensive tests showed problems. Worse still, Apple was caught deleting online forums from its website that were about the bad Consumer Reports review. To get the spin going in the right direction, Apple brought icon Steve Jobs back from vacation in Hawaii for a special press conference today. There, Jobs said that AntennaGate was overblown and that less than 1% of people were having issues with the iPhone 4. Still, Apple said it would give everyone free bumpers that would help fix the problem and even refund anyone's iPhone completely if they still weren't satisfied. Apple stock, which had been going down, immediately reversed course and started going up. Some people didn't like Jobs' tone and his reticence at making an overarching apology to users, but others were happy that free bumpers were coming. I talked with Chicago Sun-Times tech columnist Andy Iannotko about the press conference. While Iannotko thought Apple did the right thing by giving away bumpers, he didn't like the way Apple tried to say that other smartphones had similar problems.
I think that they sort of pressed that button too hard by suggesting that this is something that happens to all phones. Certainly, when I discovered that problem, when I was testing the iPhone, I think the first thing I did was get out the three other Android phones that I've been reviewing for the past month and a half, you know, the Droid X and the Evo HTC and even my Nexus One and my iPhone 3GS. And I couldn't reproduce that exact same problem. Maybe I'd lose a bar, but I wouldn't just slowly see all five bars trickle away down to zero. So there's certainly something unique to the iPhone 4 about this problem. It's probably the worst articulation of that specific problem that I've seen. But to say that, oh, well, gosh, this is no worse than any other phone that you'll ever see, I don't think that they can support that statement.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, how should Apple fix the iPhone 4's antenna problem? Our last poll question was, which paywall has the best chance to succeed? 61% said none of them will succeed. 28% said the metered paywall at FT.com and NYTimes.com. And just 5% said WSJ's leaky paywall or Time.com's abridged print stories would work. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/Idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.